mama chicken fried.
Yeah.
Saturday night. No, it's Friday.
It
yes.
It's Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
It's another awesome episode of the Fried Podcast.
It really is.
With the very lovely Sarah Tiano to my right.
And the very handsome John Reed.
Oh, my gosh.
Left.
We're becoming best friends.
I know, I just
great.
Gave you a compliment. I've really grown so much.
That's true. You're changing.
I know.
Well, Sarah's getting nice. I know. Career over.
I know. Forget it. I'm never going to get hired to do a roast again. Oh, man. How have you been?
I've been good. Busy. I've been doing a lot of Carolina stuff.
Oh, right. You were at some orange place?
I did. Yeah. There's in Asheville. You've been to Asheville, North Carolina?
I have.
Very hippie.
Where the Biltmore is.
The Biltmore Estates is up there, that's right.
It costs $60 to go to that place.
I haven't been
there
forever.
Isn't the mortgage paid? Like, why do we have to keep, you know what I mean?
Right.
$60.
And that place is huge. You can't
having
even see it all in one day.
Paying the electric bill?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You won't get your $60 worth.
No, it's definitely not $60 worth. Like, just so I can go look at a rich person's house.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. You made it. Here's another $60.
Yeah, no wonder they're rich.
Yeah, this guy's down the dumps. Poor fella. He should downsize maybe, you know? But yeah, I was there. I didn't go to the Biltmore House. I was doing a gig at this place called the Orange Peel. It's like a big venue for like a band and stuff. But mm-hmm. I was hired to do a Thursday, Friday night there. That was fun. And then I did a gig in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a place called the Carolina Comedy Club. And then in between that, I visited the folks and the family and had a good old time.
So how is Miss Betty dealing with all the fame?
Well, we had a talk.
Oh, no, really?
Not really, no. She loves it. But, you know, the first one we did, right?
Yeah.
Remember the very first, the Betty Boovies
reviews.
Betty's Boovies.
Uh-huh.
What are we calling it again? I keep messing up this name.
Boovie Reviews.
Thank you. Betty's Boovie Reviews. You know, we didn't tell her, like, you know, maybe just go 5 minutes or whatever. So we were sitting here like, yeah. And it was great. But then at the end, when we hung up the phone,
I was like,
oh, my God. Well, you know. And so I think I maybe hurt her feelings or something. Mom, I did not mean to do that. You know, it's my fault I didn't tell you exactly what we were looking for, and you went for it. And by the way, can I just read, since we're on the subject,
yeah,
there was a great review. And, Mom, you're mentioned in this review on iTunes.
Your mom's mentioned in the review?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
So, Mother, people love you, not just me.
Yeah.
Sarah loves you.
And by the way,
anyway.
You be you. It doesn't matter what we tell you to do, Miss Benny. You do what you want.
So there's two new reviews on the iTunes page, on the Fried iTunes page. The one I'm going to read here is by someone named Georgia Sue. And she says, Southern comedy at its best, 5 stars. She goes, these two jokers sound like they are having a blast together. They come from different parts of the South, but they have a lot in common. Mostly, they love their family. And include them on the pod. Betty's Boovie Reviews are priceless.
Oh.
So there you go, Mother. You got to keep doing them.
Georgia Sue, I wonder if that's my mom.
Wait, is your mom's name Sue?
Yeah.
Oh, man, do we count that one?
I'm sure it's not her. I don't think
what
she
are
knows
the odds?
To...
Your mother's in Georgia, and it's Sue. Your mom, does she do iTunes? I mean, not
well,
everyone
yeah,
does
she
iTunes.
Listens to lots of podcasts.
Yeah, but you could go other ways of doing it. I didn't know if she's... Okay, so there's a chance it's her then.
Yeah, but we're just going to say it's not.
No, I shouldn't have said the name.
No, you should have.
It's probably a boy named Sue, that Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Song. That's what it is.
I guarantee it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, your mom is definitely one of my favorite parts of the show, for sure.
Oh, she's great. So, Mother, we're going to do more. Not this episode, obviously, because I didn't tell her beforehand. This time, we're going to Tiana's family.
Yeah.
We got a jam-packed show.
Yeah.
We always start off with a personal question.
Right. So, you were in North Carolina.
I was.
And this last weekend, I was in Chicago.
Chicago! Yeah. Do you say it Chicago? Some people put a W in there.
You know I don't say
Chicago. But there's two different ways that they say it, right?
Chicago.
Chicago or Chicago.
I don't think anybody's ever said it that way.
Maybe it's just in my head. Maybe my ears aren't working.
Chicago.
Chicago.
No.
All right. Anyway, I love Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been there once before. We had a family reunion there like 12 years ago because my mom's side's all Italian.
Yeah.
So my grandmother was raised there. And so we went there. I mean, but I went to Wrigley Field for the first time. I was very
nice.
Excited. And I get confused.
Is that Cubs or is that White Sox?
That's Cubs. That's Cubs. I also went to a White Sox game because I'm trying to go to every stadium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's number 15 that I went to.
Whoa.
So that was pretty cool.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I even got to go.
Were you performing
there
as well? Were you actually?
No.
No, you just went for the baseball game.
Just for fun, yeah,
that's
just
awesome.
For the game.
Good for you.
And, yeah, so I got
you
to
got a field pass.
I did. Steve Byrne and Gary Cannon got me on the field.
Sweet.
And their friend Max, who's the one that set it up, he let me try on the World Series rings. That was really cool. And,
what?
Yeah, I stole some of the dirt from the batter's box.
Nice.
But yeah, it was a really amazing experience, and I got to keep score. You know, it was great. I mean, not for the team, but just for me. But I was going to... You
right.
know, it's like by far one of the coolest. It's definitely one of the ones I wanted to check off my list. Because this year I've been to Fenway and I've been to Wrigley.
Yeah.
But I grew up, you know, going to Braves games. And,
yeah.
And my first baseball game ever was actually an Oakland A's game. Because I was born in Northern California, and my grandmother's worked for the Oakland A's for like 25 years or whatever. And so we went actually, and it was like Mark McGuire was still playing there,
right.
And it was Mark McGuire bat day, and they gave
oh,
out
wow.
free bats at the game, like full-sized bats.
What?
Like not like little mini bats. Like,
when was this? What year?
Man, I was probably 4 years, so it was probably 35 years ago.
Oh, my God. That's like Concussion City now. Someone's going to hospital.
In Oakland.
Full-size bats?
Full-size bats.
No way. That'd never happen again. That will never happen again.
I think it did after that. Yeah, because they were just like, you know,
oh
I bet
my
the
God.
Umps
That's a
the
horrible
whole,
idea.
Yeah, I bet the umps the whole time were like, strike?
Right. You know? Like can we also hand out helmets to go with these bats? That's crazy.
Yeah, and like gift certificates for the hospital. Yes, it's pretty crazy. But that was going to be my question to you. Is like, what's your first? Do you remember your first professional baseball game?
Well, first professional baseball game. Do you count minor league as professional? They're still getting paid, I guess.
Sure.
Minor
yeah.
League. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was a kid. My uncle, my mom's brother, Steven, was a huge baseball fan. But we didn't have, you know, North Carolina still to this day doesn't have a baseball team. So we got all these tiny little minor league teams, you know. And we have one called the Charlotte O's, like the Orioles or something. They just called the O's. And so I just remember going to a game and, you know, seeing like for the first time we kind of stepped behind the home plate a little bit. They had that net there. And all I could focus on was when people would buy drinks, you know, they had this little to-go cups, you know, not to-go cups, but, you know, a souvenir cup.
Uh-huh.
And so my uncle was like, okay, when this game's over, I want you and Jason, that's my brother, I want you to get up and collect all these cups that people leave behind. So I remember my whole mission, my whole brain was focused on stealing all these souvenir cups. So I could go home and look how many I got, you know. And I couldn't tell anything about the baseball game.
Right.
Yeah, but I did enjoy myself being out there. I was too young to drink beer and enjoy it for that. You know,
well, that's where you learned to steal.
Yeah, that was
it,
I guess.
No wonder you're stealing Snickers bars. Snickers bars when your mom took you grocery shopping.
Oh, you got a good memory.
That's what we talked about.
Yeah, that's
right. But, yeah. Wow. Okay, that's really fun.
So, yeah, that was the first professional one. And then one that I'll never forget was, you know, I also like the Braves because that's the closest team to North Carolina, you know. So, when I liked baseball, I still do a little bit, but I'm more of a football guy. But my roommates in college, everybody loved the Atlanta Braves, you know, the good years, you know, Smoltz and all those guys.
Yeah. Maddox, Smoltz.
All of them. And so it was the first time I ever performed in New York, okay? It was a New York Yankees versus Braves game. I go to New York.
Wow.
So me and my buddies, we make a whole vacation out of it. You know, there's four of us. I do Dangerfields one night. I think I'm like a New York comic now. And but then we also had tickets to the game, but we had the cheapest tickets you could buy, which are in the worst sections,
right?
You know, just the cheap seats. So we get in there, and I got two buddies who are wearing Braves hats.
Right.
I go, guys, listen, I just want to enjoy this baseball game. Can you just? I mean, we're gonna get messed with the whole time. This is not safe. And they're like, whatever. And as soon as we walk into the stadium, from like the tunnel where you would. We walked out into the crowd, and they're all looking at it. Was like 2 seconds. Boo! And they're throwing stuff.
No way.
It was, I mean, we couldn't. It was basically like you just that section was, if you have a ticket to that section, you can sit wherever. There's not like assigned seats. So no one wants us to sit next to one of these Braves hats on. You know, it's like Forrest Gump saying, seats taken. Seats taken. But with a New York accent. So we, you know, it was a hard time finding seats. People were throwing stuff at us the whole game. At one point, we got up to go use the bathroom, and there was another guy who wasn't with us but happened to be a Braves fan who happened to be wearing a Braves hat. And I remember going to the bathroom, and this dude, I found out later he was an off-duty cop because we kind of like from Atlanta.
Wow.
But he didn't tell anybody. Right. Anyway, he comes out of the bathroom as we're walking in. Now, his hat's missing now. His hair's messed up, and he's breathing hard. And he goes, "They took my hat, guys. They took my hat.
They took my..."
Like, somebody just grabbed a hat off his head. You know, some Yankees fan. So it was not a good experience. And I think the Braves won that game,
good.
Which is actually even worse, because now everyone hates us as we're leaving.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I do enjoy watching baseball when I'm there. Like, I go to Dodger games out here sometimes, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I go see the Braves whenever they play here. I always have to go to one by myself so I can actually really enjoy it.
Right. Who does your boyfriend pull for?
He's a Red Sox fan.
Red Sox.
Yeah. So
was he at the Wrigley Field with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So he'd been there before.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'd ever been to Kaminsky, or it's called Guaranteed Rate Stadium now, which is
what?
Literally the worst name for a ballpark. It's the worst name for a company.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
It's horrible.
Rate.
I guarantee that's the worst name I've ever heard. Wait a second. What is that though? What's Guaranteed Rate?
Exactly.
What is the company?
It must be something with like a loan.
Right.
Company? I don't know.
Oh, God, that's
well,
dumb.
Well, there was guaranteed seats at that stadium because it was pretty empty.
Oh, really? And, which, and that's Boston or Wrigley?
That's in Chicago. That's Kaminsky. That's
Kaminsky.
Like where the White Sox play.
Gotcha.
It's the old Kaminsky Park.
I've been to that
but
one.
But if you went to New York, then you were probably at the original Yankee Stadium.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that.
I mean, it was beautiful, though. Don't get me wrong. It was nice. And I love their passion for their team.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm jealous of that. You know,
no way. I would cheer for Al-Qaeda before the Yankees. I hate them so much. And also, they swept us in 99.
There
so
you go.
I
enjoy that passion coming from you about the Braves. Yeah, I enjoy passion. That's
you
what
do.
I'm saying.
But you're more of a football guy.
Yeah.
So you're ready for the season, which starts this weekend.
That's right. I just did my fantasy football
you
draft.
You did?
Yep.
Okay, so who did you... big pick? Who was your first pick?
Well, we have a keeper league, so I kept two people, right?
So
do you count that as the first pick? Because it's a keeper league from the year before?
Yeah.
I kept Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And
That's bold.
But you're going to love the first actual pick. And I also kept running back Ezekiel Elliott, who's not going to play the first two games probably because he's suspended. I think he's suspended.
He's suspended for six, but I don't know.
Is it six?
It's six games.
So we don't even know. I mean, but he might appeal.
He's been trying to appeal. Yeah. And if the appeal is not granted.
I had to keep him, though. I mean, someone else would have grabbed him later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So my first real pick was a quarterback you might be a fan of, from the Atlanta Falcons named Matt Ryan.
Oh, how nice.
I got
Matt
Ryan.
Have two quarterbacks.
We all get two quarterbacks, four running backs, four wide receivers, two tight ends, two defenses, and two kickers.
You start them all?
No. You just pick. Yeah, that's the beauty of fantasy football. It's like you have the roster.
Yeah.
But the decision part is,
that's
the smarts
the hard
of it
part.
Is where you actually try to figure out who you're going to start that week.
Right.
And sometimes you won't start the better quarterback, you know, and then you're like, God,
I had
Russell Wilson, and I started Matt Ryan, you know, and you feel dumb. That's the beauty of fantasy
based
football.
On who they're playing. Yeah. Because I have Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger, and I think I started Roethlisberger because Phillip Rivers was playing a harder team.
Yeah.
And I think Roethlisberger's playing Cleveland.
Well, the NFL starts, the kickoff's this Thursday. I think
kickoff's Thursday. And
Patriots versus Chiefs?
Yes.
Yep.
Very much so. So my dad is actually going to give us...
Oh, your dad's calling?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to get some...
Is it college or NFL or both? What's he going to do?
He's going to give us his NFL picks.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to call him and my mom right now because my mom's also going to give us knowledge. So depending on who answers the phone will be who we talk to
that's
first.
That's the first segment. Right. You don't know.
So I'm going to call them and see.
Do we make bets on who's going to answer? I'll say your mom.
Okay. I mean, I'm
and
calling
can we ask
her
if she's Georgia
I hope
Sue?
It's my dad. Yeah, we
it might
can.
Be your dad because he knows you're calling, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $5 your mom.
Okay.
You want you
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Hi there.
Yeah!
Man.
You owe me $5.
Hi. Yeah, I owe John $5 because I wasn't sure if you were going to answer.
Oh, well, I was I was thinking you were going to call on Dad's phone.
Well,
oh,
yeah, you, I probably should have, and then I would have won $5.
How are you?
No problem. Good. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. I was just telling Sarah how we're gaining fans, and you know, a lot of people are giving us positive reviews, and I actually read one, which made me so happy because they gave my mom a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, someone from it said Georgia Sue was their name.
Really?
Was that you?
I thought it was me.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm still counting it because,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
we need every help.
We're still
every
counting
positive
it.
Review we can get.
Yeah.
Well, and thank you. Thank you for that. I hope you also subscribed.
Oh, yes. I do subscribe. Yes, I do.
Oh, good job.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Well, and I've been, I was hoping that you were going to get more subscribers now, too. Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we have you and my mom on the same podcast, it can only go up from here.
That's true. All right. Now,
yeah.
We got to get it outside the families, right?
Yeah, now we got to, yeah, we just have to try to get other people to listen besides.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a few.
Yeah, it's a family, it's like a pyramid scheme. we start from the top,
right,
and build down.
Yeah, the word's out. I'm sharing it with other people. So
oh, you're sharing it.
Some more.
Wow. Nice. Well. So, do you have some knowledge for us, Mother?
You want to do knowledge first?
Yeah, but let me play your intro song.
Oh, I love
that
this.
Beatrice wrote, my niece.
Okay.
Let's see.
When you don't know nothing, Sue is here to help. Go and grab a pen, try to improve yourself with knowledge.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh.
See, it's a family
BB.
Show.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's literally a family
literally
show.
Literally a family show.
That doesn't mean it's for four kids. It just means,
yeah,
it's everyone's related.
Such a Southern thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different kind of family show.
Yeah. All right. Try to improve our knowledge here, Mom.
Okay. Well, today I thought I'd start off with moonshine. You guys know about moonshine.
Do I? Yes. I certainly
well,
do.
Well, I know.
I don't know enough about it.
You still know that. Well, do you know how it got its name? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to guess, but I don't want to interrupt your
go
segment.
Ahead.
Well,
I think it's
because it was illegal, so they had to make it at night, and they used the light of the moon in order to make it so they could. That's how they saw what they were doing. Am I right?
Precisely.
Yes.
Precisely. I mean,
good job, John.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's high proof distilled spirits. Okay, so it's got a high volume of alcohol.
Okay,
this
is
so
all.
Because
this
of
is,
the high alcohol,
my mom's doing a really good job because she doesn't drink. So this is really
she actually did research.
She
on
actually
this.
Had to do.
I think this is knowledge for her.
None of this is from memory.
Oh, this is great though.
But because it's high alcohol content, it needed to be taxed, right?
Okay,
taxed.
So that's when they would go undercover during Prohibition.
Uh-huh.
And then you had the so-called revenors.
The what?
You know, the revenors.
Revenors?
That's who, revenors, that's what they call
them. Oh, revenors.
The
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like the tax collector guy.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So moonshine is typically produced from corn mash. That's the main ingredient, corn.
Okay.
So in the early 20th century, when farmers were trying to move their corn to market, they realized they weren't making as much on corn as they would if they had converted it to whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, that same amount of corn produced as whiskey, they got a lot more money for it.
Yeah, and it's a lot more fun than corn.
Exactly. So that's why they started using corn to make the whiskey. So moonshine's it's actually a whiskey made from corn mash.
That's
oh,
right.
Moonshine okay? is a whiskey.
It's before they most whiskey's brown, right?
Right.
But it always starts off white.
Clear.
Yeah, clear.
Oh, then it gets aged in barrels.
In barrels. And the wood from the barrels is what makes
whiskey brown.
Yeah. So what this
exactly.
is, what this is whiskey before the wood.
Yeah.
It's woodless whiskey.
Whiskey makes a lot of stuff brown.
Right. And it's defined as clear, unaged whiskey.
Oh.
That's how it's defined, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they basically make it the same way today as they did back in the Prohibition days.
Which
basically the same method, corn mash. They just use a different device for distilling.
Have you ever had any, Sue?
I've never tasted it. I like Sarah says, I don't drink.
Yeah.
So there are very few liquors I have tasted.
I would not suggest starting with moonshine.
Yeah, that's not a good place to start, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But moonshine has been legal to produce since 2010.
It is
really?
It's legal.
Not very long, but as moonshine.
It's nowadays, moonshine. Right. Nowadays, it's only illegal if you're not paying tax on it.
Oh.
So that's why it was illegal, right. Was because, and that's why they made it at night, because they want to get caught by the government, and they didn't want to they want to pay the taxes, and you know, so but you can make it legally as long as you pay the taxes. It's still nasty.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So moonshine, clear and unaged, and like John said, then there's straight whiskey, which is aged in barrels. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Tennessee whiskey. Now, I live in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So Tennessee whiskey is produced in Tennessee. All Tennessee whiskey comes from Tennessee, but not all whiskey from Tennessee qualifies as Tennessee whiskey.
Wait.
Now, there's also bourbon. Are you about to talk about bourbon? Because that's only bourbon can be made in Kentucky.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just talking whiskey today.
Whiskey, gotcha. Okay. Now this one I don't know. This is great.
Okay, why is that, Mom?
Right. So Tennessee whiskey, in order to be considered Tennessee whiskey, it's got to be produced in Tennessee, obviously. It's got to be over 50% corn.
Oh.
And it's got to be aged in charred oak barrels. So you know that. Like you know about Jack Daniel's is produced in oak barrels, is aged in oak barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all Tennessee whiskey must be aged in oak barrels, new oak barrels, and then they have a special filtering process. It's got to be filtered through maple charcoal. So it's filtered through the maple charcoal and then aged in the oak barrels. So you've got oak and maple.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Okay, follow me.
Making me thirsty.
I want some right now.
Okay, so we're just talking Tennessee whiskey. There's only two major producers of Tennessee whiskey. One's Jack Daniel. You want to guess the other one?
Oh, from Tennessee?
Evan Williams.
I mean, there's so many. There's a lot made in Tennessee.
George Dickel.
Oh, yeah. Also one of my favorite NASCAR drivers. I'm just kidding. It sounds like an NASCAR name.
It does sound like
coming in late, George Dickel. That's Cole Trickle.
Like Cole Trickle.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's why I thought of it.
Days of Thunder.
Right.
Well, that's
Tennessee whiskey is one of the top 10 exports of Tennessee, and there's actually a distillery tour across the state. There are 25 distilleries.
Yeah, that's tons
on the tour. So if you want to go to the follow the whiskey trail across Tennessee, you can see 25. Tennessee whiskey distillery.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome, Mom. Thank you.
I would like to add something to that because I play Kentucky a lot. And Kentucky, their thing is, you know, they're bourbon, right? Mm-hmm. So bourbon is whiskey.
Right.
Not all whiskeys are bourbon, but all bourbons are whiskey. Do that math.
Really?
Yeah. It's I'm not sure what that formula is. She gave the formula for Tennessee whiskey. I'm not sure what the formula is
for bourbon.
What exactly bourbon is, but according to what I've been told, it's got to be made in Kentucky, number one, and then everything else, you know, it's like only champagne can come from Champagne, France. Otherwise,
right.
It's a sparkling wine.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's something like that. But I did do a tour when I was in Kentucky of the Wild Turkey Distillery.
Hell yeah,
and
you did.
It was I laughed so hard. Because they gave you drinks on the thing. It was me and another comedian friend of mine went. Uh-huh. And we had a day to kill, so we went and did this thing. And it was the sweetest old lady giving the tour. I mean, she was about 4 foot one. She wore an orange
alcohol
vest.
Alcohol stunted her growth, probably.
Yeah, that's right. She had an orange neon vest because at one point we're going to cross the road. Safety first.
I thought she came from Home Depot.
She was lost. She kept trying to show us where the shovels were. Like, no, we're here for the bourbon. But no, I mean, here's what got me, right? So, you know, in the barrels, they have a hole at the bottom of the barrel that they use to, like, sample it to make sure it's aging mm-hmm. properly, blah, blah, blah. Now, you know what they call that hole?
The dickle. No, the dickle.
It's called the bung hole.
No.
That is exactly what that term came from.
No. That's where the term came from?
That's where Beavis and... Yeah. So the bunghole, that's the technical term for the hole in the barrels. So she must have said bunghole 5 times on this tour. And me and my buddy John, it was all we could do.
Yeah. I mean...
She goes, and so they made it up the barrels and blah, 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 the bunghole. And we're like, no! Stop talking! Yeah.
Just children. No.
We took the tour of the Jack Daniel's distillery up in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on the tour and they won't sample the whiskey there. I don't know what they do in Kentucky, but they can't, in Lynchburg is a dry county.
Yes.
You can't even buy Jack Daniel's in the county where it's made.
The irony.
You can't even buy it at the gift shop?
Nope.
Oh my.
Nope. They'll sell you bottles, they'll sell you glasses, they'll sell you everything with the logo on it, but they can't sell you the liquor.
Unbelievable.
You have to go to the next county. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that.
Here's another fun fact. Did you know that NASCAR came from moonshine?
Yes.
Running? You did know that.
I did, correct. Because that's how they were trying to run from the cops, because they had moonshine in the trunk, and they had to have faster cars to outrun the cops.
Fast drivers.
And then they started racing each other mm-hmm. for fun, and then NASCAR happened.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
uh-huh. Now, here's another fun fact. We are learning Do you know what NASCAR... Do you know what NASCAR stands for? It's not a word. It's an acronym. Do you know what it stands for?
Oh.
Oh, I did see that. It's like North American...
Street.
Sports car.
Nope. It's National...
Go ahead.
National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Now, what I love about that is it basically says car twice. Car, auto, automobile.
Stock car auto racing.
Yeah, that's how much they love cars.
Car racing. Yeah.
I like the NFFFFL. I like the National Football League. I call it NFL.
Yeah, National Football Pigskin Ball League.
Right. But that's right. That is how NASCAR started with moonshine.
Yeah,
I mean, we owe a lot to moonshine.
Well, that's the reason I know that is because years ago, my dad called me and he said, Sarah, I got a movie idea for you. It's called Moonshine Thunder, and Dennis Quaid plays your dad. And I said, okay.
Well, he's
already cast it. I was like, what's it about? And he's like, it's about how NASCAR came out of moonshine running. And I said, anything else? And he's like, that's all I got. I'm like, okay. Don't have a lot of plot, but we have a cast.
Yeah. Oh, that's easily sold right there. Sellable. That's great. I've had moonshine many times, you know, growing up where I grew up.
For breakfast.
I had a buddy who his dad would make it
really?
And just give it to his friends. So he didn't sell it, so it wasn't illegal. You can make it as long as you don't sell it. So there you go.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. You can make your own beer. You can make anything as long as you're not selling it. If you're just giving it away to friends, it's totally legal. So you can find it anywhere.
Well. Thank you so much,
there
Mother.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Are you ready to talk football?
Yes, I'm ready to talk football, so you can pass the phone over to Daddy.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
We learned so much.
I know. That was very informative. I know. I think we all taught each other something there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, it's Roger Goodell here.
Hey, Roger Goodell.
We got Colin Kaepernick here.
Oh, Oh, Roger Goodell on the phone, huh?
Wow, bigwig.
You're going to give us some intel on the who's going to win the games? That would be bad if the commissioner knew who was going to win.
I'm going to tell you he's not going to be playing.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, he'd be in an orange jumpsuit up there in the stands.
So. That's right. Yeah, I made the mistake of keeping him. Well, I don't know if it's a mistake, but he's
John
on my fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah, John has him on his fantasy team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck there, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna bench him the first six games.
Yeah, that's right.
At least the first six, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy, were you listening to Mom give us all the info on moonshine?
Yeah, I was listening in.
Did you already?
Doesn't drink. She knew all of her stuff. So.
Does Dad drink?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's right, because you talked about going hunting and drinking or something in the woods with the brother or something.
Oh, brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
did that already happen?
Yeah, he was hunting the last time we had Mom on. Daddy was out hunting.
So that's already happened. What's the report?
Did you catch anything, Dad, or kill anything, I guess?
No, the only thing we killed was a bunch of weeds and wasps because that was a work day. We went up there and worked in the cabin to get it ready for our December.
That's right. She did say that.
Hunt.
Oh.
And we don't ever bring liquor up to the area where we had guns in the cabin.
Oh, you don't?
No, we don't. We don't go up there and drink. Hell, who knows what happens?
Guns and whiskey, that's a bad combination.
Oh, that's smart. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
We'll be shooting at the full moon, you know?
That's right.
Oh, that's so funny, Daddy. Have you tried moonshine before?
I have.
Yeah? Yeah,
there was a fight in Chattanooga I went to in the, I'd say about the 80s, was the Marvin Hagler fight with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good one. I remember that fight. That was good.
And we met at this Coors office area, and they treated us to tickets, and there was a guy there passing around mason jar with moonshine.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, it's not the best stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
you definitely.
It doesn't taste like Coors.
No.
It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, it might as well just drink rubbing alcohol.
No, it was very smooth, probably the best I've had. But my dad, when I was young, we went to Tennessee, and he took us on his relative's farm there in above the Cumberland Gap in Tennessee. When I was young, and first thing they did was call all the cousins over, and they were hammering down the moonshine in the barn there.
Yeah, it's that moonshine and barns go hand in hand.
Yeah,
it's not a real
right.
barn unless you got some moonshine out back.
Yeah.
I mean, the best kind is when they put fruit in there, and it just sort of like, at least you taste a little bit of fruit, you know?
Yeah.
I had a buddy just put a whole peach in one, just called it peach brandy, or just a bunch of cherries, so it's...
Oh, yeah, brandy is very popular in making brandy. You can even get recipes and make brandy and pear brandy, peach brandy, lots of brandies are
peach.
Pretty popular, pretty easy to make, you know?
Yeah, yep.
There you go. All right, Daddy, hold on, I have to play your intro song that Beatrice wrote. Hold on.
Nice.
That's because she wrote this
first
one.
First down, second down, third down, touchdowns with Tony. First down, second down, third down, touchdowns with Tony.
Woohoo!
Well, did she say touchdowns with Tony?
Touchdowns with Tony.
Well, that's great.
You must have some moonshine there with the Wii U.
With the what?
With the Wii U you just did.
Oh, me or you?
No, I have no idea.
One of us probably did it. Woohoo!
You said Wii U.
All right, that was me saying, because Beatrice, anyway.
Oh, yeah. She did good. I'm liking Beatrice. Good. I want to meet Beatrice. You
yeah.
Know? We should have her call in sometime.
She's definitely...
we could have her do, like, the top five songs of, you know, whatever's popular. She can give us a countdown or
I
something.
Know.
You know, we get a whole family podcast.
She definitely...
This is great.
Daddy, so my dad's going to give us his picks for game winners this week for all the NFL teams.
NFL.
This is just wins and losses because me and him are in a pick'em league.
Okay.
With my uncle, the general, who we always
what?
Yell
the general?
At. He's a two-star
He's
general.
There with the one with Shaquille O'Neal? You save insurance? The car insurance, the general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy.
You want first rate and save on
time. Save some time!
Yeah. We call him the general. I don't.
We always all of us try to beat the general so we can remove at least one star for the year. So.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So, Daddy, I made my picks before you called in so that you didn't, so that I wouldn't copy you.
I got my picks made. A couple of them might be subject to change after the Thursday game, but because it's so early yet about injuries and all, but I got them all made for you.
Okay, so tell me what you're thinking. So the Thursday night game is Kansas City at New England.
Well, I think that's a Patriot. They should win that by at least 7 or 10 points.
Yeah. Okay. I'd go that way, too.
Well.
Even with Edelman out, but, you know, the Chiefs wear their running backs down, and, you know, this is not a good opening game for the Chiefs. They'll be glad to get out of there without injuries.
Is Alex Smith?
He's still the quarterback. Yeah, he's really good.
He can upset you every now and then.
Okay.
It's a slow starting team.
Okay, and then Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
That's the Steelers all the way. I know the Browns look pretty good in preseason, but I think they're still a growing team. They don't have a quarterback that's actually won an NFL game yet, so I got to go with the Steelers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, Tampa Bay at Miami, Jay Cutler's new team.
Yeah, this is a really tough one because we don't know if they're going to play there. They might end up in the Mercedes-Benz Dome because, you know, the Falcons are out of town.
Oh, the Hurricane's coming.
Oh, Hurricane Irma.
Yeah. Irma. Yeah, Irma gone.
There's no reason to go from Miami to Tampa Bay because the same amount of range.
I think Irma wins that one.
Yeah, Irma wins.
Yeah.
I'm actually picking the Dolphins on this. It could be kind of an upset for me. I might change that. I'm trying to see if I don't think Martin's going to be running for them. He's on a 3-game suspension too. So
Doug Martin.
They need a running
does?
Game. Huh. Yeah. Remember, they thought they weren't even signing because of that suspension that was going to come about. But I got to get updated on that because if he doesn't, he's a pretty good running back. If they don't have a running game. The Dolphins got a pretty good defense. They might be able to handle that game and win it. Cutler's got to have a good game, otherwise, you know, he's probably going to be out anyway, 4 or 5 games injured, so better get the wins when he can.
Yeah.
Get the wins when he can.
Yeah, they better start winning. That Dolphin's going to swim off the helmet.
Yeah. Who'd you pick, Tampa Bay on that?
I picked Tampa Bay on that one. So I picked different than you.
As a Falcons person, we want them to lose anyway. So.
Yeah, that's true. What about Arizona at Detroit?
Well, actually, a lot of people are picking Arizona favoring, but I'm going to take the Lions at home. We've got to get them home field points because they play good at home. And it is an artificial field. The Cardinals are playing grass. But the Lions, sometimes they play pretty good at home. And the Cardinals didn't look great. One game, they only scored 3 points in the preseason. So I think they got some issues there, but I took the Lions.
What's the line on that one? Do you know?
I don't know what the line is on that.
I'm just curious because that might be a close
game. The line
game.
On the Lions is about, I think it's about, actually it's about 20-1, I think.
No kidding.
Wow.
That bad. Okay.
Okay.
But the Jets line is 1,000-1.
I almost picked the Jets. Okay, so I picked Arizona, but you picked Detroit.
And then Detroit, so that's 2-2 we got. Go ahead, keep going there.
Jacksonville at Houston.
Jacksonville looked pretty good in preseason. They always do, but I have to take the Texans just out of inspiration.
Play, yeah,
you
know?
That's true.
I agree with that one.
And J.J. Watt, he's going to be out there and laying the hammer down too. So we don't know where they're going to play either. I guess they're going to play in Houston, but I haven't heard any change there. I guess they're open for business here in Houston.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I know they just had a game at the Astrodome, so.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, you know,
Bortles. Gabbert Bortles is the quarterback there, and then Kenny. So, you know, he's, you never know what he's going to do. He's like a Cutler in his Chicago days.
Yeah. Okay, what about Baltimore at Cincinnati?
Who did you pick? The Texans on that?
I picked the Texans, yep. And then I picked Cincinnati.
I picked the Bengals at home. I mean, the Ravens are beat. They're beat up so much. I mean, they got about 10 injuries. I just can't believe they're going to be able to go. And Flacco's not playing. They're not going to go on the road and beat the Bengals. AJ Green's going to kick their butts.
That's a Georgia fan talking.
Yeah, that, yeah. And I would go with Bengals, too, because of the ginger quarterback. Like I feel like we have a lot in common.
Yeah, John.
They've got 10 injuries on their non-cut players.
Who
oh,
does?
Yeah.
Ravens or the Bengals?
The most of any team, 10 injuries.
The Bengals do?
The Ravens.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, yeah, that's easily done.
The Bengals are in pretty good shape, yeah.
What about Oakland at Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee's looked fairly good, but I've got to take Oakland on that because, you know, I just think they're a better team. That's what it boils down to. You can
yeah.
get a three-point home field to Tennessee. They look fairly good in the exhibition
yeah.
time, but I just think Oakland's going to be too strong for them. You know, you got Mack and all those guys. They're going to be in there wanting to win this first game away.
Yeah, I picked Oakland, too. Okay, what about Atlanta at Chicago?
Chicago really had a great exhibition season, and Trubisky was really, I think he's going to be a sleeper in the league. He's going to be a good deal for the Bears, but I just think Falcons are going to have too much for him with our running backs. And,
I hope so.
And Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice. Julio being healthy, and Matt Ryan's going to pick him apart a little bit, but The Bears showed a lot of good poise in exhibition.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so. Oh, my God. What about Philadelphia at Washington?
Well, that's kind of a toss-up game. I just took the home team, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I took Washington.
I don't know much about those two. Cousins, you know, never know who's going to show up. It's sort of like he's sort of like Cam Newton, you know. You never know who's going to show up with a Cousins.
Yeah, and those two teams hate each other, too. So it's always a good kind of a good game because someone's going to get ejected or punched in the face.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, they do hate each other. And I just had to take the home team with 3 points to get a three-point edge. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just never know. Even with your real-life cousins, you just never know what's going to happen. What about the Jets at Buffalo, Daddy?
Oh, this is really a winner. Oh my God! It's two high school teams going on.
Right. So, final score 0-3 overtime.
Yes, they're 1,000-1 to win, and the Bills are like 600-1 to win. So they'll be battling this one out. But I had to take the Bills at home, really. The Jets have already given up on their year, looking for a good first round draft pick next year. So.
Yep.
Yeah. And then what about? Did you take the Rams over Indianapolis? At home?
I did take him at home because
he
showed some promise there. And, of course, you know, we love our running back. So
Todd Gurley. Pew, pew, pew.
And the Colts, you know, Luck's not going to start that game. So.
No, not at all. And then
he hasn't had any snaps. He's not going to be ready to play.
And then I took Green Bay over Seattle.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's. You know, they could win that game, Seattle, but
on the road, I don't know.
Is it in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I got to take them at home. If they were in Seattle, I would not pick the Packers. I'd pick Seattle. But
right.
You're talking about two different fields, Beth, and artificial in the Green Bay opener at home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they start off slow, but I don't think they'll. I think this is the most even game of the night right there.
Okay, and then we have Carolina at San Francisco. This is John's team.
It's my team.
Not San Francisco.
Yeah, it's my second
Carolina.
Team.
John's team in San Francisco?
No, it's Carolina.
I thought so. He's too close to West Virginia, you know, than Charlotte is.
His favorite city, San Francisco.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was all about me some Joe Montana, some Ronnie Lott.
You probably rooted for Colin Kaepernick to play for West
Colin.
Colin Kaepernick.
I know.
Yes. I haven't heard that one yet. That's good. Colin. Is that on purpose or is that an accident?
Probably.
I love it. Colin. We had a guy in our fantasy football league who had a Colin Kaepernick wig, and we actually did our little before we started our draft. We all did the Pledge of Allegiance, and he sat down. Oh, I swear to God, that happened.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I got to take the Panthers. I think 49ers will play fairly good first half, but it'll be all over second half.
Okay. And then real quick, we got Dallas, Giants at Dallas.
Dallas is going to win that at home. The Giants always slow starters.
Okay. And then
I don't care if they get Ezekiel. Ezekiel Elliott or not, if he's in his orange jumpsuit or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cowboys will win that game.
And then the New Orleans at Minnesota?
I had to take the Vikings there, even though, you know, Peterson will be there trying to have a little revenge on the Vikings, but I don't think it'll be enough.
Drew Brees.
I took New Orleans, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you took the Saints on that?
Okay, I took the Saints.
You know, it's a fairly good team, and the Vikings didn't play well, but they played pretty good at home.
Yeah, they do. And then one last one, the Chargers at Denver.
Well, I just got to take Denver at home. That would be another close game. Chargers played pretty good preseason, but
yeah,
I took the Broncos at home, and you know if they don't start off strong, they're gonna self destruct. So
okay,
I forgot who's the quarterback at Denver. Is it Osweiler?
Well, they just picked him back up, but
so it is
Trevor Siemian.
Oh,
Siemian, okay. But they just picked up. You know, Osweiler's been around the circle in 1 year. But they picked him up. They just picked him back up from, who was it? The Bills? Not the Bills.
Where did they get Osweiler from? Oh, was he?
Osweiler just got traded out of.
I forgot where he went.
He was at Cleveland.
Cleveland.
He went from Denver to Houston to Cleveland.
Denver to Houston, Houston to Cleveland, now full circle back to the Broncos. But, you know, he was a good fit for the Broncos. He should have never left the Broncos.
I agree.
He'd still be there. He'd still be there doing really good with the Broncos. That was a good fit for him. He made a mistake going for the money. But, you know, money talks. You know that word, money talks.
So speaking of money, is there money on these bets? So you guys,
father-daughter
bet time?
Well, we all have to pay to be in the pick 'em pool, so there's money at the
end.
And then if you win the week, you win your money back.
I want in next week.
All right, yeah. Okay. Great job, Daddy. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and we'll be rooting for we're going to root for on Sunday, but we'll root for all the teams we vote for.
Okay, that sounds good, Daddy. Thank you.
Don't drink
too much moonshine. I love you.
Love you. Take care, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you.
I always just say I love you. I don't know.
I just cut him off. I didn't mean to do that. Oh,
well,
man.
I think he was ending it. My headsets are messing up. Can you hear pretty good?
I can hear okay.
I think there's just a bad connection, but we're good.
We're good.
Just, where are we at on time? I feel like
I know we have to wrap it up. I'll just tell one quick story. Where are we, Brendan?
47. Oh, okay. Yeah, time flew by on that.
I know.
Yeah.
We had them on the phone for a long time.
That was good.
That's okay. I needed to have a long talk with them anyway. I'm overdue.
I feel like I know them now.
Talking to them on the phone. Yeah. Oh, I'm so bad.
I mean, your mom, I learned a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
I like talking moonshine, NASCAR, and football. This is a great episode.
I just wanted to give you a Rednecks Everywhere story before we leave.
Please do.
So, a Massachusetts man, this happened in Boston, was arrested for trying to punch a police horse in the face at a street festival in Worcester. The incident occurred on Saturday when police were responding to a disturbance at a beer tent at the street festival.
Classic.
Located about 40 miles west of Boston. The man, 59-year-old Donald Pagan, tried to walk between a column of police horses when officers asked him to stop. Pagan stepped to the side of the horse and got into an aggressive posture.
Oh, wow.
So he looked like fighting posture.
He must have done that crane stance from Karate Kid. That's the most aggressive posture of all time.
Oh, man. Got to an aggressive posture by quickly raising his fist in an attempt to punch the horse in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, when you're like, put him up.
Yeah,
put
let's
him
go.
Like, let's go.
I guarantee it wasn't one of them Clydesdale Budweiser horses. You don't mess with them.
No.
You put your dukes up with a Clydesdale, you go down.
I mean, he had to have been seeing two horses, too. Yeah. You know, like, so.
Right, he was surrounded by horses. He walked through the middle of the column.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I know. He's lucky he didn't get kicked and punched.
Yeah.
The horse instinctively jumped back and away from the male, which caused a hazard to Mr. Pagan, the officer, and to the horse. Pagan was charged with assault and battery. On a police officer, resisting arrest and interfering with a police horse. I didn't even know that was
you can't interfere.
I guess you're not. I didn't know that was against the law.
That sounds like a penalty in football.
Interfering.
Horse interference. 15 yards. You're going to jail.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I feel like every, I don't know. I mean, You've seen the movie Conan the Barbarian. Didn't he punch a horse in the face and knock it out?
Get
it's
out
one
of here.
It's one of those. No, maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was like Clint Eastwood. Do you know what it is? What movie is it where someone punches a horse in the face, knocks the horse out?
Van Wilder?
No, Gene Wilder.
What's the movie?
Not Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel like since that movie, people think that they can knock a horse out. Once a year, someone takes a swing at a horse. Now, you don't want to mess with a cop horse. That's mistake number
one. I mean,
one.
That's, yeah, you're not supposed to, they're probably tougher. They've been through training.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can kick. I've seen a guy get kicked by a horse before.
You have?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
How is your brother okay?
He's fine. He walks sideways, but he's all right. He's like a crab.
Christmas Vacation where they're like, oh, her eyes aren't crossed anymore. You're like, what do you know? Fell in a well, eyes go crossed. Get kicked by a horse, they go back to the ride.
Yes, but that's good. You hear that story, you think, well, that's obviously in the
Florida.
South somewhere. Florida.
Yeah, Alabama.
But no, that's Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
Yeah, Worcester, named after what a chicken noise does, whatever that means. Yeah,
It's spelled like Worcester, but they call it Worcester. I don't know why.
There's more rednecks in Boston than there is. I mean,
there's
a lot
of rednecks in Boston.
Yeah. I mean, they got a whole town just called Southie. Like they want to be us. They want to be Southerners.
Yeah.
So they just went Southie.
Southie.
Nice try, Boston.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's a good story.
Imagine his accent, like, come here, horse.
What are you looking at there, horse? I'm
going to
get
horse.
My aggressive posture stance.
Whatever, officer. That horse said something to me first.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you got a good Boston accent.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, did I see you? Were you doing an episode of I'm Dying Up Here?
Crashing.
That's what it was.
We just filmed that in New York.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I was stalking your Instagram and I saw that.
Thank you. Yeah, they did a roast battle episode. So,
when's that?
Roast
you know when
battling.
It comes out?
I'm guessing at the end of the year, the beginning of next, because it's for the next season.
We will see Sarah Tiana on
HBO. On HBO.
Crashing.
Who knew? I can't even afford HBO, and now I'm on it.
I'll get you a passcode.
Oh, thanks. And borrow your login.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, that's good. Oh, all right. Well, this is fine. Well, maybe more people will respond and give us.
We love your feedback, you know?
Yeah.
Hit us
other
up.
People, like, rate, review,
subscribe, and share. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Your
it
R's
helps
and
us.
Your S's.
Yeah. It helps us. And also, just tweet at us if there's other things you want us to talk about. We're definitely going to have new and different segments coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anything you want us to hit or there's anything that you think other podcasts don't talk about that
you know
want
what I
us.
Like is when they give us suggestions for personal questions to ask each
oh,
other.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I like, you know, that way it's not my idea if I ask something too personal.
You're complaining on Georgia
well,
Sue.
Well, yeah, Georgia Sue told me to ask you, did you actually set the oven on fire? Yeah, something like that. All right.
You're like, this is way too personal. Okay.
So.
Was it you that spilled the nail polish on the hallway carpet? Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So we'll see. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes. Tweet at us and all that good stuff. We'll see you next Friday. Radio.